Hello everyone, welcome back to the Gary Smith Podcast. Today we're joined by our two amazing guests, Mackie and Aaron Watson. Mackie didn't want to have his last name on the podcast, because he's afraid of being doxxed towards the internet. What a pussy, am I right, viewers? Well, I guess you're not viewers, you'd be listeners, because this is a podcast. How you feeling, Aaron?
Oh, I'm feeling great, you know, I'm about to open this Mountain Dew and get to talking,
you know. Oh, yeah. Okay, so, is it true that, Aaron, you would like to start a podcast yourself?
It is very true that I do plan on starting a podcast sometime recently.
Sometime soon.
Aw, oh, damn.
Let me just clown on you.
All right. Already messing up.
Dang, is it too late to restart?
I'd prefer not to. All right. Either way, I'm just going to clown on you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So, if you had your podcast up right now, what are some things you would talk about?
Sports and video games, for sure. That's probably where it about end as well.
Mm-hmm. Like, are there any...
Similar to the somewhat clothed.
Somewhat clothed. You want to tell our fine listeners about this?
Oh yeah, Mackie, tell the story.
Mackie? I think...
Oh my. He's laggy. There Hello. He is. Mackie, you were disappeared for a second.
Yeah, y'all disappeared for a second.
Okay, so, want to tell our fine listeners about the partially clothed thing that happened at our school. No names, if you could work it. And if you have to work it... Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so... this incel at our school decided to ask someone's girlfriend for nudes twice, and the second time he said... You can be somewhat clothed.
Why did you go?
This has just stuck with us ever since the incident. And we, you know, we give him crap about it. She's not even good looking. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's bad. She's like, I didn't intentionally ask not to see it, you know?
You know, like, you can talk about how ugly she is if you want, because that's that person's ex now. So it's cool.
Oh yeah, they're not dating anymore, so.
Just for the listeners, for context, her boyfriend was a big old black fellow, like 12-inch penis that could just smack you in the face and knock you out. Basically, this fat incel motherfucker decided it would be a good idea to ask his girlfriend for nudes, like, two individual times, and... At first, like, in the previous DMs that she leaked, you know, because, like, she leaked screenshots of this stuff, she seemed sympathetic, and she was like, you don't want to do that, my boyfriend will beat you. and at some point during that, he asked again, like, several hours later, then she was just done with this shit.
Yeah.
And that's when the... lines that are going to go on this man's gravestone came out.
Dude, can I make a t-shirt that just says you can be slightly clothed? And like, I don't want to put his face on it, but I want to put something that's like kind of related to his name. Like, you know, something like, I'm not going to say his name, but like something that resembles his name, but it's not him on it. Just be like, you can be slightly clothed. So it's not like directly at him, but it's 100% directly at him.
So... something I could think of would be Bolton Clown.
Yeah, there you go.
Dalton Clown.
Okay, so if you had your podcast right now, what would be something you'd ask me?
Right now, I'd ask you what you thought about the Super Bowl that just happened. If you even watched it, which I doubt you did.
I watched, like, maybe 5 or 6 minutes of the Super Bowl.
Was it like towards the beginning or end, or do you have any clue about that?
It was like right before halftime. It seemed okay. I'm not a big sports watcher. Like, I liked the idea of the commercials when I was just a boy. But now they're just kind of like an overdone thing at this point.
Yeah, there was a few decent ones this year, but they were all just like way over production and everything. It's just like they're trying so hard to get that. Like, you can get a good commercial any other time of the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't have to be at the Super Bowl. And then they'll pay. Do you hear how much they have to pay for that stuff? They pay hundreds of millions of dollars for a 30-second.
Man, like,
let's put a Gary Smith podcast advertisement in the Super Bowl next. What do you think?
I like it. So the thing is, like,
dollars up.
What? What you say to me, you little shit? Are we gonna fight? Bring your blurry ass over here.
I've got $5 Canadian. It's like a bitch.
I've got $5 Canadian, but with auto tune. That's what you sound like.
Yeah, it was like dollar.
Sounded like T-Pain throat sang for a second.
Some Mongolian throat singing. Just,
the next trap hit.
That's like a dream.
Okay, so what was your favorite part of the Super Bowl? Was there anything that stood out to you, Aaron, as a Super Bowl, as a big football guy?
The team I wanted to win didn't win, so not necessarily. But like, there was just a lot of, I don't know how to explain it, like really good reffing in that game, as to where I'd like to see it feed into what the regular season's like. Because in the regular season, they like, there was no holding call in the Super Bowl the whole time. And if you watch a regular football game, you'll see probably 30. Like, in a game, there's like 16 penalties is the average in a NFL regular season game, and I think there was like maybe 7 in the Super Bowl.
That's interesting. And like, do you think that the refs themselves just got better, or do you think that they just realized, hey, this is serious stuff we're doing, let's not play around with this one?
I think it was just that they realized they shouldn't play around because, like, you know, they worked pretty hard to get to where they were, and it'd be a shame to lose because, you know, this guy that was completely outside of where the play was decided to touch a man in the nuts, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's just...
So, like, I played football for a while, and, like, that's something I always thought was, you know, kind of like a stupid thing.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, even in the best of situations, defensive linemen don't often do all that much. You know? And props to the ones that do. But, like, on a regular basis, that's just not who's putting in, like, that's just not the most vital work to be done. They still do a lot of work, you know?
Oh, yeah, they're, like, one of the most important parts of a defense, but, you know, you... Without them, you'd have a terrible defense. But with them, they're on the stats sheet. They're really not doing much.
Oh yeah, like. So yeah, that's something that I didn't really like doing as a football player for that time. Like, I always thought that was some stupid shit. Like, if I was playing as an offensive player at that time, does it really matter if I pushed a man in a certain type of way, to where it would have been challenging? Even more challenging from where, like, our general situation was for him to do anything.
Yeah. It's just, like, if it's not affecting the play, like, if it's something stupid, like, if I take a man to the ground and I start beating him, that, I understand where that, mm-hmm. that's, like, stupid. Like, why would you do that? But if it's just, I held the guy for a second longer than the rule, but did that keep the other team from scoring or stopping the play?
Mackie, how'd you feel about the Super Bowl?
He was pissed. I was there when he watched it. He was upset, man. Yeah.
it was pretty fun. You know,
it was a fun time. Mackie got to try some of my pulled pork.
Oh, and give me the Mackie review.
You know, I didn't
use action words when describing the pulled pork.
It was very exciting.
That's not an action word. Tell me how I exciting. Tell me how I exciting.
How what?
Tell me how I go about exciting. It wasn't When I say action words, I mean like running. It was very run.
It was very run. It's a verb, scary.
Yes, that's what action words are, Mackie.
I didn't know either of those words. So.
Okay, so would you say that it was very... Would you say that it was very stomp? It sounds very stomp to me.
Very stomp. Oh, yeah, for sure. Very stomp.
Would you say it's very slide at all, if you had to describe
well,
it?
Well, it was on sliders.
Whoa. Whoa. Just guessed that? That's
yeah, crazy. You just guessed that.
Isn't and then tell me action words aren't good for describing. I just described something
what is
so well.
On?
He said, would you say it's very slide? And I was like, well, it was on sliders, so yeah, it was very slide.
Oh, they were very slide.
Emma, get out of here. You know you don't have any rights in here. That was my sister. I'm just playing. She does have rights in this country. But what if that was a double? That was a double joke, and she still doesn't.
Oh, I don't know. Have you seen the mechanism I'm talking about? They talked about was it one of the Sprouse brothers? They asked him how he felt about like women, like I think it was like the pay gap. And it was like, it was 30%, and he's like, way to go, boys, let's push it to...
Dude.
Oh, are you talking about that Zach and Cody?
Yeah. Dude. It's pretty old, but I mean, that stuff was funny. I don't think it was his actual opinion, obviously. Still,
dude,
it made me laugh.
That's the thing that I hate, dude. Like, whenever celebrities get a chance to act like normal people, they get, like, backlash for it. And it's like... Dude, if you want relatable celebrities, this is how you get relatable celebrities.
Yeah, well, history has proven no matter what goes right, wrong, or different, there's always going to be something to complain about, so just kind of picking your battles at this point.
Disagree, the invention of fire.
The invention of fire, okay.
Fire. I don't think anyone can complain about that.
No. I mean, somebody probably complained if they died from a fire. I don't think anybody necessarily invented it, to be quite honest with you, Gary.
I mean, like, harnessing the power of fire is a regular thing.
Oh, yeah, well, I see that. Like, a lighter? Like...
No, like, when cavemen decided, hey, we're gonna turn this into a thing, but this is what we're gonna teach our children.
Oh, like when they made campfires and such?
Yeah.
And, like, to cook and,
cook and heat.
Heat, yes.
Heat the caves. They didn't have space heaters back then because space wasn't invented yet.
I like that, Gary. I like that. Way
so, Mackie, you've been quite quiet recently. What's going through that big old head of yours? For those of you who can't see, Mackie has a gigantic head. He looks like Megamind with big teeth, too.
Yeah. It's blue and everything. I shaved it recently.
Yeah.
Just to look more like Megamind.
I like it. Who was he voiced by? Was that Steve Carell?
Probably.
I could imagine Steve Carell just voicing Megamind just because that seems like a role that he'd love. He'd get so much freedom.
I have a question for you, actually.
Yeah.
Can I ask it?
Yeah.
What would you do if you were just, like, wandering around the alleyways of Coffeeville? And you found a minion. What would you do with it?
Well, like, if it's the type of minion that I imagine, it looks horrible in real life. It just looks awful. Like, it's in constant pain.
I think that minions are pure studs, and that if they were to be like a thing, then every woman, they're like out of reach. Like, you can't touch them. You know, like they're already taken. like Bolton Crown, you know.
Yeah.
That's a minion. And that man could steal any girl.
Dude, if minions were real, we'd all be single. I mean, we're all single. But like
but like there's no way to get out of the singleness. Like we can get out of it right.
Yeah.
Like hypothetically.
It's over with.
Hypothetically, yeah.
So the way I imagine a minion is like completely hairless. There's no hair on this thing's body. It looks like it's suffering from leprosy, midgetry. Like, it's a midget built like a water heater.
Yay. You're just describing Dylan.
So it's like, it has a Dylan type face, you know, and it looks up at you, and then you realize, you know the lids to those, like, mason jars? It looks like those, but it's got those for glasses, and it looks up at you and it says, banana. Yeah, every right. woman's dream.
We should do, like, a psychology experiment on that and just find someone built right, you know? Like, 5G, dude.
Dude, I would love to find that, but I don't know if that's a body type on small people.
If I found a minion, I think the first thing I would do is I would see if you can take the goggles off.
Yeah, I don't know if those. Like, is that like an automatic quick release to kill him? Like, would it kill them?
What if they just have god awful vision, and you've just screwed him more because now he's small. He's built like a water heater. His crotch touches the ground because his legs are so short, and he's fucking blind. Also, probably leprosy.
Dude, I'd dropkick that little yellow bitch. I don't know about y'all.
So, like,
I think it'd dropkick me